We've talked about John the Baptist and his mother, Elizabeth and Zacharias, and their age. And it was Zacharias' time to go to the temple because they took it by shifts, basically, we would use in our time today. And so it was his time, and they had tried to have a child all their life, you know, their married life, and she was barren, couldn't have a child. Now they've got to the age, they've gone past the childbearing years, okay? And so they're not supposed to be able to have a child. Well, Zacharias goes to the temple to do his thing, and all the people are waiting outside, and an angel in there, it's actually Gabriel that stands in the presence of God, and he tells Zacharias, "Thy prayer is heard." Now, the interesting thing about that, Hilton, Zacharias knows exactly what prayer he's talking about. And then the angel goes into, you know, talking about it, or Zacharias asks him, you know, how is this going to happen? You know, we've passed that window of opportunity in our own personal physical bodies and age. Apparently, Zacharias wasn't studied up on the story of Abraham and Sarah, all right? And so he asks the angel. Now, it's an interesting thing. The angel said, now, your prayer is heard. We talked about this last time. Your prayer is heard. And so that means God, he's got this, all right? The phrase we would use today in this time. But Zacharias' question on how this, you know, what's going to happen here, all right? And so the angel shuts his mouth and said, you won't be able to speak until John is born. And they tell him what his name is, John. There's nobody in their family named John. They've never even heard of anybody named John. But the Gabriel says we're going to name him John, all right? So John's going to be a unique child. He's going to wear camel hair and eat bugs, eat locusts. And so he's going to be a very unique child, all right? So instead of riding camels, John's going to chase them and drag them home to make clothes out of. And so while the other kids are on the playground, here comes John by dragging a camel. And they say, well, he got a big one today. He can make several outfits out of him. And so, you know, everybody's got to do their own thing. And so anyway, so we have this verse here. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months. Do you find that interesting? Does anybody besides me find that just very interesting? No pregnant mother wants to hide the fact that she's pregnant unless there's some extenuating circumstances. Why? Well, I knew you was going to ask me that very question, Miss Erling. I have several possible answers. I don't know if we'll get to them all today, because we're going to read the Christmas story to the babies. We're going to title this sermon, Hidden Treasures. We may not get it all out today, okay? So just letting you know that. The conception of John was a supernatural blessing brought by the unprecedented favor of God. Unprecedented because they had not been able to get pregnant all of their entire married life, and they were at an old age. That makes it very clear. But they go home, they conceive, and she hid herself. Now, the word hid in the Greek means to conceal oneself completely. I mean, like, we're talking about staying in the house. You understand what I'm saying? 5 months. People being people, somebody in the community is going to have something to say about these crazy old fools having a baby. Right. I wonder if she had some fear that she could lose this baby. Because it's almost customary in our society that mothers, they don't announce it until they go to the doctor and make sure the pregnancy test is accurate after they, like, go broke buying pregnancy tests, all right? The women are all shaking their heads. Husbands, you don't know how much money you've spent on pregnancy tests, okay? Just FYI, all right? So I just wonder, I mean, 5 months is a long time. Stay locked in. And her husband, he can't talk. All he can do is listen.
Oh,
Let me say that again. He can't talk. All he gets to do, Jessica, is listen. Just pretend Sam could not talk and he had to listen to you. Don't worry, you can't hurt Jessica. Well, I can't hurt her feelings. I'm sure other people can, okay? But anyway, all Sam gets to do is listen to you talk. And she don't even go outside. And he can't talk, so there's no point in Justin going to work. What do they need with a guy who can't even talk? Crazy old man. He went to church, come back, can't say nothing. I told him about that church bunch down there at God's house. I told him something wrong with him. But no, he went anyway. So now we're, oh, what price? Come on, what'd you say?
That he was everybody's hero.
Yeah, he survived this whole thing. You understand what I'm saying? He was the man. There you go. I got you, price. Some people down here don't have it, but I got it, all right? So anyway. So she's locked in the house. Oh, and people, they ride by slow. I have people text me and tell me I need to cut my grass. Literally, yeah. They do. I see them driving by slow. I don't, you know, go outside. They just drive by slow taking pictures. They text me and say, you need to cut your grass, preacher. What do you tell them back? I don't tell them what I'd like to tell them. We'll just let that lay, all right? So, yeah, where's your lawnmower, baby? It doesn't matter either how high their grass is, Mark. Because, see, Draven, they know more about my grass than they do their grass. Are y'all with me? Are y'all... I really wasn't going to preach this today. I was going to read the Bible story, have just like a normal little Christmas thing, and go home. So, but anyway, some things you just can't keep in. I mean, this whole 5-month thing is really... Now, what amazes me is all these other folks out here, they had babies when they was, you know, 18, 19, 20, 24, but they know exactly... For what? For this old man, this old woman to do. Some of y'all didn't get that. Let me say that one more time. Let me start over here. They done had all their young'uns, half of them in jail, okay? In prison. They only get to see them once a year. They wear them striped, them orange suits. You know, so they don't wear camel hair. Now, me personally, I'd rather wear camel hair than have them orange suits. I just don't like, you know,
don't even like
orange. Thank you, Captain Ron. Don't even like orange. I don't even like folk. Anyway, never mind. Don't get me started on my brother's sayings, okay? They a little rougher than mine, but anyway. I got to tell this one story about my brother, though. He calls me, it's about 2 years ago. He said, brother, you got to come here and check on me. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm dying. I'm not even going to live to midnight. I said, where's your family at? He said, they in there playing games. I don't know what kind of games they playing, but it sounds like they're remodeling the house, and I'm back here dying. They ain't even checking on me. Now, if you're dying, it's not likely you can call me and have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? I said, well, brother, I love you, but whatever you got, I don't want, so I'm going to just have to pray for you from a distance, okay? Just, you know, call me if you need me, one of them things. You know what I'm saying? And my brother's classic, say, we didn't play games at my house. We played Monopoly one time, and I stole all the money in the hotels. He got mad, and we couldn't play games no more, okay? So anyway, that being said, but his family loves to play games. And my daughter-in-law loves to play games. We have to play games before we can open Christmas presents. That's very wrong, but you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I don't know how we got off from that, but... And my brother has to play games too, now that I think about it. 5 months. 5 months. Set in the house. Her husband can't talk. So she can't even tell him, Sean, to shut up. You understand what I'm saying? Because he can't do nothing but write. Probably can't even read his writing. You understand what I mean? Now, you can hide it. You can hide your blessing for only so long, but it's going to get tested. It's going to get tested. So you might as well just dive on out there with them, baby. There is no situation like this I know of in the Bible. This is the very only one where she hid herself 5 months. Her blessed baby that has been given to her, he's a hidden treasure. But, Ms. Earlene, it is possible that we don't need to talk about our blessing in front of everybody. Everybody ain't going to understand it. Matthew, everybody ain't going to like it. Some folk going to be mad because you blessed. Some folks stand out there, I don't believe she really pregnant. No way.
Y'all be jealous.
Come on. Somebody, y'all got. See, the church or people, they will forgive you for adultery. They will forgive you for selling crystal meth and crack rock on the street corner. They'll forgive you for burning their house down and shooting them. They'll forgive you for everything but being blessed. For God's sake, don't get blessed. Because all them folks you thought was your friends, number one, they ain't.
That's right.
And number two, you're going to have a whole bunch of new friends you don't even like. Am I making too much out of this, or y'all with me so far? You know what I'm saying? But God's going to bless you next year, and you're going to understand what I'm talking about. And it's going to be tested, so you might as well get ready for it.
Amen.
It's going to be criticized. There is a reason this woman hid her pregnancy in her old age, which is a supernatural miracle from God, for 5 months. And I bet you it's got more to do with the folks outside the house, Matthew, than the people in the house. 5 months. There's a reason for it. And it could possibly be any of the above. Now, we'll get back on this later. I just want you to meditate on it. I'm going to leave you one scripture. Go to verse 80. Go to verse 80, Joshua. John's born. He's got his camel hair suit on. He's got his pockets full of locusts. And he don't even pour no steak sauce on him because a good locust don't need nothing poured on him. You understand what I'm saying? And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. Watch it, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. Not only did his mama hide him, but his God hid him.
Amen.
But buddy, when he busted out of the gate, he was ready. And he come out strong on his own, standing on his own 2 feet, doing what God called him to do. God's a good God.
Amen.
And don't worry about all them other folks out there, because they ain't you. You just do what God tells you to do. If he tells you to go out there in the deserts and make camel hair clothes and eat bugs, then just go on out there and do it. Because there's another day coming. And folks are going to talk about that too, because they talked about it. They wound up cutting his head off, actually. Because he went up there and told them, as all living in sin, a bunch of heathens. And so they just said, well, bless God, we're going to shut him up and cut his head off. The only problem I had with that was, here come Jesus, his cousin. Better watch all them cousins. And Jesus said this, and I'll close, about John Baptist. He said, John come preaching hellfire and brimstone. I come, you know, having a party, and you don't like neither one of us.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Hidden treasures. Now, go to Proverbs 10:22. Yes, Proverbs 10:22. This is God's house verse. I've been praying about this 3 months. This is God's house verse for next year. We always do a verse for a year. Read that. What's that say? All right, blessing of the Lord, comma. What's that first little word after that comma, them two little letters right there?
It.
It. What is that it? the blessing of the Lord, not your paycheck, not your income tax refund, okay? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. The word rich there covers every area of your life. It's just not stacks of money, okay? Because money won't fix everything. If you don't know that yet, you need to learn that. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and has no sorrow with it.
Amen.
That's our verse for next year.